from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Run the ball.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event.
Top 5 Tuesday, real easy, man. It's week one college football season. I'll give you the top 5 matchups, not for the season, just for week one. Don't want to go too far out over my skis right here and get too far down the slate because there are a number of great games this weekend. I probably would have had Georgia Tech, Florida State. It would have probably been in top 5 if Georgia Tech, Florida State would have been this weekend. However, a full slate of games moving into the weekend. I'll start with honorable mention. We'll go Western Kentucky at Alabama. Honorable mention. Just outside the top 5, Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, going to Tuscaloosa. See that showdown there. So good with that.
I thought you were gonna. I got a little game. I got a little game.
I thought I was gonna get some.
Western
Kentucky.
I've seen the Hilltoppers several times.
It's awesome. I'm not even gonna respond.
He's ignoring his.
It's just ridiculous.
Let's start from the top.
Number 5.
How about this one? Starting off noon on Fox in Morgantown, West Virginia. Penn State, the Nittany Lions, head down to play the Mountaineers. Noon on Fox. That's number 5. This is an interesting matchup, man. I don't know what Penn State and how they kind of fit in terms of that new Big Ten, that new look Big Ten. It seems like Penn State's always been that team that's like right there around 3 or 4 in the Big Ten. As all these other teams get kind of added, though, you're like, how far do they slide?
Do they
fit in with the USCs of the world?
They're better than USC at this point.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Oregon is the one that would be the toughest test for Penn State to stay above.
I'm going to agree with. I saw Penn State. You can't just base off one game. Saw them in person last year against Indiana, the game that they almost lost.
And I should have probably.
Yeah.
Drew Aller back in the fold as well.
Somebody, I can't remember who said it the other day, but I think it might have been McGee. Somebody said that James Franklin, the 12 team playoff was built for James Franklin, and I honestly,
that's a really good point.
I honestly 100%, because how many times has Penn State been in that 8 to 12 range the last
category?
Like 7 to 8 to 10 years? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of pretty accurate.
All right, let's move on.
Number 4.
This one's interesting to me for a lot of different reasons. Notre Dame, if anybody's paying attention, will be headed down to College Station to take on Texas A&M. That's your primetime ABC game on Saturday night. Notre Dame against Texas A&M.
That environment.
In a battle of really weird fan bases.
That is accurate. Having had to attend and cover Texas A&M games in my career, yes. But the atmosphere in Bryan College Station is nothing to mess with.
Yeah, I agree.
And Notre Dame fans though travel well, so I'd be interested to see how that one plays out.
I know. I feel like that's a game that Notre Dame fans very much are like, you know what? Let's just go.
We
check it
out. We
got to
be there for.
Let's just go check it out. And then I think Texas A&M obviously opening up the season with that
new head coach.
Caliber of a home game. Yes, Mike Elko down there.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Riley Leonard play at Notre Dame and see what he can do, because I think they have the best quarterback, but Mike Elko kind of knows how to play him. So
that'd be interesting to see how that pans out as well. All right, let's move on.
Number 3.
We've talked about it a million times, that Florida schedule this year, and we're going to put Miami at Florida, 3:30 on ABC. We're going to put that at number 3 right now. We've talked about the fact that Florida has winnable games earlier on in the schedule. When you go kind of like weeks 1 through 5, and then that's when the gauntlet kind of hits. This is a sneaky good game, though. This is a couple of teams that really need to establish an identity moving forward. It seems like the NIL era should be for these two squads. But nonetheless, you don't know what Billy Napier's squad is, even though I think they're probably better than they were a year ago. Miami, kind of the same way. I don't know what to expect out of Miami's team. But Florida Gators, nonetheless, need to get it done.
Yeah, I think this could probably be one. Because I think it has a chance to be the most competitive of all these games. Billy Napier does have his best team that he's had. And Mario Cristobal apparently has hired a time management coach to stay on top of him so he doesn't blow it.
Just want to relive that.
Yeah.
You had to bring that up.
Hey, I don't know how much he's making, but I can save him some money. Hey, hand the ball off? No.
Here's the thing I'll say.
Just kneel on it.
It's a new season. Don't bring up the past.
Kneel on it.
Here's the problem for me. If Florida wins, it doesn't mean they're back. And if Miami wins, it doesn't mean they're back. But one of these fan bases will say, we're back! We're back!
Yeah.
Miami does it every year. Every year,
but you guys, your team needs this. They have the toughest schedule, right? Yeah. So it would be a great way to start things off if you get a win over Miami.
Yeah, well, if you're going to win 6 games, you better win it before October 26th, okay?
Let me ask you this really quick before we move on. The winner of this game, best team in Florida? Winner of this game, the best team in Florida?
It's week one.
I'm just saying,
Well, they will be until Florida plays UCF on October 5th.
Yeah, you could say that. That's fine. That's fine. Okay. That's fair.
All right. Let's move on.
Number two.
This one comes around, and this is one of the things I love about this opening week one. This one's actually 7:30 on Sunday. You're going to get LSU facing off against USC in Las Vegas, baby. I am all about this matchup. I want to see what LSU is on a defense that needed to be revamped but is not revamped. And a USC team minus Caleb Williams, but does return the quarterback that threw, 6 touchdowns back in the bowl game. I think Lincoln Riley usually gets it done with just about anybody being the signal caller. But this, to me, just feels like with Garrett Nussmeier taking over the helm down at LSU, this just seems like a game that scores a lot of points, even though both of these teams graduated Heisman Trophy winners a year ago. So I don't know what to think, but Sunday, love the fact that we get a Sunday primetime game. Labor Day the following day, LSU, USC just feels like Vegas.
It just feels like Vegas.
Can USC handle the trench play that LSU has? Because Lincoln Riley's teams are traditionally softer up front, and they have been extremely bad up front since he's been at USC.
Yeah, I thought that LSU would go in the portal, and they did not get there. Remember, Brian Kelly comes out and says, well, we want to develop these guys. We're not just going to get just anybody out of the portal. Well, you didn't get anybody, and now your defense that gave up, 30-plus points a game is back in the fold. All right, let's move on.
Bring in the UK.
Number one,
you know what it is. It's going on down the street, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. No need to make a big deal out of it, but Clemson against Georgia just feels right. Thank you, college football gods, for putting this back on the schedule.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
I know. I love this matchup. I love this game. I think this game is just perfect. I wish that this was an annual non-conference rivalry, much in the way. But, Georgia's already got the Georgia Tech thing going on. But this one just feels like in 2024, it just feels like a bigger deal. Say what you want to about Dabo. Kirby, I'll be shocked if they don't get the trifecta, which is the Heisman, the first overall pick, and the national championship down in Athens. But Clemson is going to be hungry, and that one's just down the street.
And you're getting a team that's already at the height of everything, which is UGA, against a team that was at the height of everything for years, and there's a lot of questions
Collision of multiple dynasties.
Yes.
Collision of multiple dynasties.
That's how you could phrase it.
No?
Yeah, I think Georgia's going to roll them. This isn't not the best game of the weekend. It's one of the games you want to put the most eyes on it.
You want to watch the top team.
But I don't think Clemson gives any.
You think Miami and Florida are at one?
Huh? Yeah, I think that's gonna be the best game. I think this one's gonna. I think Georgia is gonna. Georgia plays well in Mercedes-Benz. Kirby is really good at these season openers. He puts the emphasis and knows that everyone's watching. I think they boat race them.
Well, there you go. Maybe you
William Byron's going to be upset at the end.
Well, I'm going to give myself my own little plug. I've got UCLA at Hawaii. That's at 7:30 on CBS. So I got another 10. I have a 10-hour flight on my schedule.
That's what you call a make-it-all-back game when you're a gambler, because you done lost it all day and you get to that, Hawaii game. Hey. You're like, please,
got to
make it all back.
Oh, no, it
doesn't. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.